So that's a great point that you're raising. On the one hand, we're taught that before we come down to this world, we've already all chosen for ourselves exactly how things should play out in our lives. So if a person's suffering poverty or health issues or marriage issues or any other relationship issues or whatever it might be that a person's suffering through, we actually chose that for ourselves before we came into this world. And as the Sfarim explained, when we're in the previous world, you know, up there with Hashem, we can see things very clearly and we can see why it's good for us. And therefore we choose exactly what happens to us in this world, which we pre-choose it before we come down to this world, on the one hand. On the other hand, we taught that when it comes to bitachon, we're supposed to believe in Hashem and just basic prayer. We're taught always, as we see throughout the Torah, tons of examples. When something is challenging, we're supposed to cry out to Hashem. We have a mitzvah to cry out to Hashem to change the situation. So that seems like an apparent contradiction. On the one hand, we already knew for ourselves and we know that this is good for ourselves. If a person, let's just use one example, let's say a person suffering poverty, already struggling financially. We already chose the situation for ourselves. So why am I now davening for things to play out differently? Because if I have real emunah, I know that is the best for me, and that's why I chose it for myself before I came down to this world. So why would I daven for it to be different? So this is a really good question, and again, it comes down to the emunah of what Torah sources teach to us. On the one hand, we believe. No, we have to be able to access both sides of the paradox and tap into them when they're relevant. So on the one hand, we believe that absolutely everything is for the best. And therefore, if a person sometimes is feeling like almost angry at Hashem, this could be a time to tap into the emunah that I know that Hashem would only do what's best for me. And in fact, I myself, before I came down to this world, I chose the situation for myself, you know, because I could see why it's good there. You know, and also sometimes when there's nothing else to do, I've already davened, I've already prayed, and I'm going to get to that side of it now, but I've already prayed for things to turn to be a certain way. Now I'm in the moment, and now I am struggling. After everything's said and done, I don't have the money that I need. I'll pray again, but I can't pray 24/7. Sometimes I just got to live. Right now, whilst I'm living and I'm not davening, so that would be a time again to tap into this perspective of the emunah, of tapping into everything's for the best. I chose this situation for myself. There's no question that Hashem wants this, that Hashem wants the absolute best for me to the point that I chose this for myself. So that's one area, and many other similar situations where one could tap into that emunah perspective. On the other hand, when it comes to going forward and the mitzvah of davening to Hashem, we absolutely have to view the world from the lens of the way we experience things in this world, even though we know that everything is ultimately for the best. But if that would be the closing bottom line, then we would never ever have a mitzvah to daven about anything. We would always just accept anything and everything that happens because we know it's for our best. We pre-chose it for ourselves. But we taught from an emunah perspective, as many Torah sources teach, that we're supposed to daven for things, for the way that we, for the outcomes that we see as sweet outcomes for ourselves. So if a person doesn't have the parnasa they need, we're supposed to dive into Hashem constantly. Please, Hashem, send me the parnasa that I need. Please, and speak it out in our own language, in our own words, why we need that parnasa, etc. And if it doesn't come today, you daven again tomorrow. As we talked about Moshe Rabbeinu, he davened again. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem said he didn't get the answer today that he was going in. He davened again tomorrow. Please, Hashem, I really want to enter Eretz Yisrael. Hashem still said no. What did he do? He davened 515 times. He carried on davening again and again and again. We never ever give up. On the one hand, we know everything's for the best. That's the one side. And we can access that in certain types of emunah, as we just explained previously in an example. We can accept things when there's nothing more to do, when we're in the present, when we're not davening, etc. However, when we're viewing the future, when we're currently focusing on our prayers, on our davening for the future, for the next moment, it could be the next minute, the next day, it could be whenever it's relevant, we continue and we beg Hashem, please Hashem, come through for us in the way that we need. And this is specifically what Hashem wants for us. It can seem like an apparent contradiction, but Hashem is so great that when we daven for something, he can actually make it that becomes the best for me. So although originally the plan was that a person should suffer poverty and not have the parnasa they need, and that would have been the best outcome in their situation. However, now that they daven for their situation and they daven so much to Hashem and Hashem accepts their prayer, it becomes as if the best possible outcome in their situation is that they should have the parnasa they need in this world and still achieve all their spiritual rectifications that they need. That is the power, the tremendous power of prayer, of tefillah, and of bitachon. Just to add one perspective, when we realize that the ultimate point of this world is emunah and bitachon, as we've learned so many times, and tefillah by extension, again, as we've learned so many times by so many Torah sources. So when we realize that, we realize that it's actually not the situation that we're going through that is the point of this world. Person doesn't have parnasa. The goal of this world is not to get the parnasa that you need. The goal of this world is to develop a relationship with Hashem. So it's not that a person doesn't have parnasa and now they're trying to dive into Hashem to get their goal, to get their parnasa. It's actually the other way around. The goal of this world is to develop a relationship with Hashem, to tap into tefillah and bitachon. Now Hashem gives a person an opportunity to do so by giving them challenging situations. So now a person doesn't have parnasa, and if a person had all the parnasa they needed, there's no motivation to daven and to develop that relationship with Hashem. They're struggling now. Things are very hectic. You're struggling. What am I going to do next? Now there's an opportunity, a motivator. I'm going to reach out to Hashem. And by doing so, again, Hashem is so great that he could make it, like we said, that even though originally the plan might have been that before I came down to this world, I chose for myself that I should suffer poverty or suffer challenging situations with finances, because I see that's for the best. But by tapping into prayer in this world and by tapping into bitachon, you can change the outcome in every sense of the word, that you will get all the parnasa you need in this world. At the same time, the whole picture will change, that it's as if you would have seen the world before you came down to the world. If you would have known that you could have had this bitachon and this prayer, this type of power of tefillah, you would have realized that you didn't even have to choose for yourself to go through that poverty. Hashem is so great that he can make it again, as we taught so many times. The power of tefillah, the power of bitachon turns the tables completely, that it's as if we went through all the suffering, but we don't have to experience that suffering, because the power of tefillah and bitachon can help us so much that we get everything we need in this world, whilst at the same time we achieve our full spiritual rectification. Bezrat Hashem, every single one of us, we should merit just really the highest levels of emunah and bitachon, also to live really sweet lives in this world, getting everything we need, all the parnasa, and to work through the challenges, but at the same time to realize that it's ultimately not about the challenges, it's about something much deeper. It's about really succeeding in our emunah and bitachon, and ultimately to realize that the challenges are really opportunities to grow closer to Hashem in our tefillah, with our emunah and bitachon, we shall all reach those levels, Bezrat Hashem.